Neil Cavuto signs off Fox News, "I'm not leaving journalism, I'm just leaving here." By Pam Kee on December 19, 2024. Thursday on Your World Fox News, anchor Neil Cavuto signed off from the network after 28 years on air by thanking viewers and hinting at future endeavors. Partial transcript as follows. Cavuto, "Today I also wanted to let you know this is my final show. I am leaving Fox. I've been planning this day for some time. This just seemed like a good time. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, Neil, it is about time. After all, I've been doing this for nearly 3 decades here. You know, there are people working with me now who weren't even born when I started at Fox. That's how old I am. But I'm not leaving journalism, I'm just leaving here. But I'm forever grateful to my bosses here. They've been very good to me these many years and offered a very generous opportunity for me to stay here more. That's pretty amazing, considering the fact that, I don't know, I might have missed a day or two here and there battling everything from multiple sclerosis and COVID to countless infections, even open heart surgery. Then there were all of those awful series of hangnails. Don't get me started on that one. I might have been unlucky in health, but very lucky for the support I got here and the things I got to do here because I got to do what I love to do. Report the news, not shout the news, not blast the news and not, well, call names. Just call balls and strikes. Following the news to hold truth to power and fairness to all. That's it. That's me. But while you see me, you really don't see the people behind me. The producers and writers and cameramen and directors across 3 shows all these years carrying me. And that can be a pretty heavy lift. So blame them. If I said something that ticked you off, and apparently I did a lot. But now I'm off and saving my biggest thanks for last. For you. All of you who've allowed me into your homes all of these years. My dad used to tell me, Neil, stay humble, because in your case, it will come in handy. I don't think he'd ever imagined my incredible run. But I do think he'd remind me to thank those who made it possible. All of you. Okay. Truth be told, most of you, I'm leaving out the nasty ones who called me fat. Forgetting, as I often said, that the camera adds 50 pounds until one dude saw me in person and said, you know, Neil, it wasn't the camera or those who emailed that I do things that I think were anatomically impossible to do. I got a kick out of those. I actually got a kick out of them all. Let's just say you kept me grounded. My Irish mom used to say we should count our blessings and never forget who blessed us. In the end, that should be our focus. And that is mine tonight. Not all that stuff that divides us or the nastiness that embittered us, but the far more important stuff that unites us and defines us and lifts us. I tried to appeal to those better angels, and I'm grateful you gave me that chance. That is why I say goodbye with only good thoughts and good wishes. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful holiday season. May the new year be as fulfilling for you as these nearly 30 incredible years. You blessed me. It means a lot. You do, too. Thank you and good night. Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.